All right, hello and welcome into the Killer Frogs bullpen. We are back with our 25th episode and a little bit more somber than usual episode, that's for sure. But once again, joined by Carson and Nate. How are you guys today?
Doing
Doing
well.
all right.
Yeah, we're a little bit behind on schedule because I didn't want to get a knee-jerk reaction out of this. I think it was something we needed to digest and kind of think about. But we're going to talk about TCU being left out of the selection show and not making postseason for the first time since 2018. A lot of question marks for regarding if they were even going to make it. I wrote an article that went out that Sunday afternoon saying that TCU fans shouldn't worry because TCU would be in. And boy, was I wrong. Look at me, always wrong. I think there was just a lot of unsure of where TCU stood if they were for sure getting in. We even had Micah on the week before, and Micah even told us, hey, you guys are a shoo-in. You guys are going to get in. D1 Baseball even said, you guys are in. Every single prediction they've released, TCU was in. And then TCU had a good showing at the Big 12 tournament and had a 40 RPI and was still left out. And I don't know, Carson, Nate, what was your, how good were you feeling about TCU getting in come Monday morning? But 3 hours before the selection show.
So 3 hours before the selection show, I wasn't feeling good because the night before I saw the rumors on Twitter of TCU being left out and handshakes being done behind the scenes to kind of leave the frogs out. So the night before I was feeling fine, but in the morning when I read those, wasn't feeling great, especially as kind of the show dragged on and I didn't see the Frogs logo pop up, obviously, more and more. So, watching the show, I didn't feel great.
Yeah. Nate, what about you? What was your, how were you feeling that morning?
Yeah. I mean, I was feeling pretty confident. I saw some rumors like pop up, like Carson said, and it was kind of like, there's no way they're true, but they turned out to be true. And I was like, really like starting to panic. And yeah, just leading up to that selection show, as names kept going on the board, I was like, okay, they're losing chances. And so, yeah, that's just basically how I felt.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, going into the morning, like I said, I had completely written about how great I felt about TCU being able to get in, and they did it. They got completely left out of it, and it's not something that, like, I want to sit here and say that, oh, the committee completely, this was an egregious decision, because, kind of like people have talked about, TCU kind of took in care of business like they should have during the season. They wouldn't be in this spot. And Kirk even said that whenever he was asked about it. And, he said, we put ourselves in this spot. But, Carson, you kind of alluded to maybe a little bit of a handshake deal going on behind the scenes. And maybe that's what's happening. There's only 10 people that vote on this. And then they're all 10 of them are all ADs from schools. Five of them were from bubble schools. I got in. Kansas State was on there. Florida was on there. I believe Coastal Carolina also has an AD on there. So, Carson, do you want to talk about the handshake you kind of alluded to there?
Well, I mean, them being ADs has nothing to do with it, because remember they go outside the room when they vote, and that's okay. Like that, like they don't get to vote on their team. No, that's fine. Just because your AD goes outside of the room does not mean shit. I'm sorry. When he said that on the show, I lost my mind, because that means nothing to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about the language, but like that was my reaction to that sentence right there. Okay. Like, we get it. Like, you don't have to spell it out for us.
Well, it's even like, I think, obviously they're stepping out of the room. They're not here, right? But how much are these bubble teams and their ADs down talking other teams when they come up in conversation? Like, if TCU comes up in conversation, no one has to step out of the room. But how much are these other ADs down-talking TCU so that way they get left out and their bubble team gets in, right? I think it's just I don't like the system. I haven't liked the system. I've been a very big fan of not using a 1080 system since it started. Nate, do you think that kind of maybe something was going on behind the scenes or?
I mean, it's just another example of college sports being rigged. I mean, schools should have no part in selection. I mean, especially these teams that are going to have a chance consistently to be in the College World Series. I mean, I think it should be a vote of just how I mean, what's the purpose of RPI and stuff then? I mean, you showed TCU's higher than most of those schools. And then you put in a Florida who has struggled all season and couldn't even get it together, even in conference, and they finished 11th. I mean, it's rigged, and you
So,
see it ahead of you, and you can see it in all college sports. And I mean, people are going to get sick of watching it if it's not the best teams. And I think it's just a prime example of it.
I kind of want to push back on the Florida thing because their strength of schedule obviously was number one. They faced the most amount of teams that were ranked highly. I'm okay with them getting in over TCU, especially given their postseason track record. Like TCU, they do well in these regionals and they do well in the super regionals. But I think the team that I have the most problems with is Kansas State. I mean, you're they are lower than TCU on both rank and RPI, and TCU has a better record than them. So I really that's the red flag for me. I honestly I didn't mind all of the other ones except maybe I forgot the other team I was gonna think about.
The last four in.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Last four in, which color me shocked. I know we kind of just talked about the Florida thing, but yeah, I'm okay with Florida getting in. Florida not getting in is not the last four in, and same with Kansas State. Shocking. The last four teams that made it
Yeah.
in, Coastal Carolina, which I'm okay with Coastal Carolina getting in at 36
Right.
RPI, KPI of 19. Indiana, RPI of 55, KPI of 49. James Madison, RPI of 44, KPI of 42. And UCF was the very last team added in with an RPI of 33 and a KPI of 32. Now, the first four teams out. Here are the first four teams out. Cal with an RPI of 64 and a KPI of 57. I believe that RPI doesn't really tell the full story on Cal because I think they were a little bit better than what the RPI suggests.
Yeah.
College of Charleston, which they have way more to be
Holy.
mad about than TCU.
Holy.
RPI of 42,
That was
KPI
bad.
of 47. Cincinnati, who was, if you're going first four out, was number 67 with the RPI of 62 and a KPI of 51. And then TCU, which was a 68 team with an RPI of 39 and a KPI of 27. The second highest KPI out of the eight teams I listed was TCU, and the only team higher was Coastal Carolina with a 19, and TCU got left out. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't finish, what is it, 15 and 19, I believe is what they ended up going in conference play with their final record, including the tournament. 14 or 16 and 18 is what they ended up going with.
16, 18, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Don't go 14 to 16 during the regular season and then
Right.
still finish under 500 in a conference record and then coming in ninth. Like, obviously, that hurts way more than anything. But, like, TCU had the third, the Big 12 was third in RPI for the conference. SEC was first, of course. ACC was second, and Big 12 was third. So, I don't know. I don't really understand the metrics they use. They said that they needed to go off a strength of schedule, which, hey, by all means, if that's what you want to go off of, then go off of it. And that's what allowed Florida to get in. TCU's strength of schedule was a 38, by the way.
Yeah, kind of touching on like the missed opportunities, I was talking with JD about this. Nate, let me know if you agree. I think in that OU game in the Big 12 tournament, I think if TCU scores, they're in. I think if TCU doesn't get blanked, I think they get into that round of 64. Like, I think that's kind of what did it in for them. Because you get swept by OU at home, then you go to Big 12 tournament, you're facing their ace, they're the best guy that they've had all year. You're facing the guy. If you can score one or two runs off of that guy, then they'll give you a shot in the regional, I feel like.
I
Okay.
Disagree.
Give me
I'm
something.
just gonna push back. I just think, they had it in their mind way before this even took place that they were gonna leave TCU out. I think before the
Really?
tournament took place, I think they said we're gonna leave TCU. I think TCU could have won one more game. They could have beat OU and won another game, and they would still been left out.
Really?
Yes. I mean, with Kansas State being one of their with their AD being on the board, being selecting, I think Kansas State was a lock no matter what how many games they won.
So you're full board, like, yeah, this is rigged.
Yeah, I'm full
Okay.
board and
Okay.
talking to a player, not gonna name the name. They knew coming in that it was gonna be hard for them to get in
Right.
because of who was on that board.
Oh, so that was known.
It was known.
Oh. Okay. Do you know if like the team themselves addressed that?
They did, but they had heard all the hype going around all this that they were in. So the players kind of had already settled some of them, and they were kind of coasting because they were
Okay.
ignoring what they already knew.
Right.
And that mixed with poor coaching decisions and stuff like that kind of let it slip out of their hands. And I feel, and like what they were saying is kind of like, yeah, we knew we had what point we had to get to, but like, how many games could we win more? What did we need to do more? I mean, yeah, we didn't have a good middle of the season, but I don't know if it even mattered if we beat Texas in the series. It's just kind of that mentality.
All that mattered was beating Kansas State. And I'm going to tell you why. Because TCU, 39 RPI, Kansas State, number 45. Kansas State finished 15 and 15 in Big 12 play. TCU went 2 and 2 in the conference tournament, and Kansas State went 1 of 2. TCU also won 3 out of 4 games against Kansas State. But there's one glaring difference between the two teams. One has an AD on the board and one doesn't. And no, I'm not trying to go conspiracy theory here, but I'm just saying when you look at things like this, like, yeah, it doesn't add up. But oh, Carson, I said before this, I wasn't gonna be all like, this is stupid. I'm mad that they didn't get in, but now I'm just mad. I'm just mad. I it's baseball. Anything can happen in postseason play. They could have made a run. They could have went 13 and 0 like they didn't start the season, and they would have been national champions.
By the way, can we talk about that College of Charleston fiasco? That
41 and
is
14 overall,
nuts.
21-5 in their conference, number 10
Dude.
RPI. It's the number 10 RPI league for C the oh, I don't know their conference name, CAA. They won the regular season title. Want
Dude.
or reach the conference tournament title game. They have the number 177th strength of schedule, but we're number 42 in RPI. Won series at UNC
Yeah.
Wilmington, at Northeastern, at Wofford, beat Penn in the series.
Oh,
Yeah.
I feel for that head coach so badly, dude. That is insane.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'm still kind of on the fence about, there being a bunch of handshakes. I've gotten over it, but what I don't like is that last year we didn't have all these rumors about, all of these handshakes going on behind the scenes. Sure, there were a few disgruntled campuses, but why all of a sudden are we having just tons of leaked information outside of this meeting? I guess that's what I don't understand. So I'm not sure what the NCAA needs to do to fix it. Probably not only have 10 people on the board. But
I
or just don't have ADs on the board. I know
but
they're
just have College Baseball Central D1 baseball an 11.7 vote on who makes the field and let's call it a day. Yes.
yes, that is awesome.
Excellent
Oh my
idea.
God. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Just
Wait,
have those
that's
three
a great
publications get together. Kendall Rogers hates every team equally. Like,
idea.
he will be the one person saying they shouldn't be in. Like, and just let them go through it and vote. They're impartial. They love the sport. Why are
Kendall
we
Rogers.
sitting here letting 10 people who will fiscally succeed based off if their team gets in or not decide who makes the tournament?
Kendall Rogers, this is your invite to come on our podcast and just talk ranked college baseball with us.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Talk College World Series. We'll do whatever.
You have my vote, Kendall. I will vote for you for president of college baseball.
Wait, can we start? We should make it like a GoFundMe for that.
I'm down.
Just to
Also, I saw
get Kendall
something, and
Rogers.
this kind of goes away from us talking about TCU missing the regional, but also ties in with it. If there was an NIT tournament style for college baseball, like there is for basketball, and TCU was in it, would you want that or not?
I think so. Is this for like the final? Say this is for like the last four in.
No, I think the NIT tournament for basketball is the last 32 teams that miss. It's either 32 or 64. It's
Right,
like the exact
but
same.
okay, so you're going for number 64.
If you're going from like the first four out backwards. So number
Okay.
65, and we'll say only 32 teams do it. We'll say
Right.
65 to, 97, whatever.
So I think you would have to find a way to shorten it, I think. Because I feel like, see, by the end of that tournament, you have played one, two, three, four, five, six games at least.
Well, you do it the
Unless.
same way. You do it the same way that, like the way I saw it on Twitter was it would be the same way as like, the normal college baseball postseason is like, so there's 32 teams, so there's eight round robins that are played at whoever the
Oh.
highest seeds home team is, and then there's a super regional, and then the finals is played at the Memorial Ballpark in New York.
I
So.
mean,
Like
I'd be down
I'm
for
just
it.
saying if that was an option, right? That's a thing. Would you
Right.
want TCU to play in it? Nate, would you want to see
Yes.
TCU compete in this? Like if there was such thing as an NIT baseball tournament?
I mean, it would be kind of depressing after. I think they should have been in the field, but I like it's always an honor. Like all these teams dipping out of NIT for basketball. I mean, I don't understand it. It's an honor to be able to play in that. I mean, you're still being able to play in the postseason when some people are going on their next vacation now.
Yeah, it's to me, I absolutely would want TCU to play an event if that was an option because it's like bowl season, right? Oh,
I
who
think.
cares? You didn't make the playoffs, but you're still in a bowl game. Everyone loves that.
No, I think TCU would be one of the first teams to like declare that they would play in that just
Yeah.
because I feel like, getting to talk to Sarlos, I feel like that's what his personality is like. Like anytime you can play for postseason, you do it, no
Yeah,
matter
and
what,
it also gives like TC would be a high seed team, so fans could get give Peyton Tolley, Luke Boyers, Curtis Byrne, these groups of people that are never coming back that their send off that they deserve.
Yeah, it does feel kind of weird them leaving without, any shot for sure. Just
Yeah.
especially so I wonder when they talked about TCU, I wonder if they brought up Peyton Tolley being like a dominant pitcher, or did they just talk about TCU as a full team, Like I wonder if they consider outliers like that.
Oh, absolutely.
I
If
would I you would
if
imagine they
Florida had
have to.
gotten if Florida had gotten in and they're like let's say Florida got in, their AD wasn't on the committee. I would absolutely say that's a way they get people in because Jack Cags himself
Right.
could will Florida into being in the tournament because he's must watch TV.
He is. Unfortunately.
I love Cax. I think he's a fantastic player.
So who are y'all riding with for the rest of the season?
Oh, DBU.
DBU? Okay. Nate, you?
I kind of want Oklahoma State to win.
Oklahoma State?
I wouldn't
Okay.
hate it. Carson, who's your pick?
Dude, I'm torn. I'm so torn because I've only recently, like the past 3 weeks, started talking about NC State because I love them so much. They play with a lot of energy, and I always love that in a team. But I also have always kind of talked about Mississippi State. And so I think I'm just going to make my decision tomorrow, like before the games or something.
No, you guys should all pick DBU. And you know why? Because if DBU wins, then you say, well, we swept the national champions and we didn't get a chance to prove ourselves. So, like,
right.
Then
No,
we
that makes
claim a
sense.
national championship.
Oh, we could guess.
We swept them. We didn't get a chance to prove ourselves.
Would that be TCU's third Phantom Championship?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm down for that. I'm okay with that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that was my whole entire, because I was like trying to pick and I was like, God, who do I really want? Like, let alone picking someone to cheer for now was hard. Picking someone, I guess not for me, but like for you guys, trying to pick someone to come out of the A&M regional, like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm obviously picking Louisiana because, you know, alma mater. But,
Right.
yeah, trying to pick between Sloss on A&M and Texas, that's hell.
Yeah. I think I might just ride with Grambling just to see if they can get out. By
hey
the way,
Carson, I got a Grambling stat for you.
Oh, wait. I think I've seen this one.
Yeah, they haven't played a non-HBCU D1 school and not been run ruled by them.
Yeah.
So just careful with your Grambling pick. I wouldn't
There's
put any
always a
money
first.
on it.
There's
I
always
wouldn't.
a first.
Yeah, if you're a betting man, I wouldn't bet on them winning against Texas A&M. But
You know,
if they beat
them,
Texas A&M,
I hope they just beat Texas A&M like 8-0 or something, just
dude,
something
Grambling's
absurd.
just a powerhouse, just
Yeah,
secretly.
yeah. No,
Just
secretly. What? Okay, wait. What conference are they from?
Is it the SWAC?
Like
I think
it
it
is SWAC. It is SWAC.
yeah.
Imagine the SWAC is just actually the best conference of baseball.
Dude, the SWAC's pretty good. UNO's in there.
It
That's
was
a
pretty
good
good.
conference. There's some sneaky good teams. A lot of sneaky good teams in Louisiana, actually, for this season. La Tech, by the way. Hello, how you doing? You might win your regional. I picked you to. Please do.
No.
Anyways, all right, we're diverging off a little bit. All right, let's kind of just give final thoughts on TCU missing it because, like, we talked about all off camera. I don't think there's really much to say. Like, they missed. You can't change it. You just kind of got to move on and hope that next year's team, which, by the way, is returning a lot of players and has a number five draft class in the country, comes back really hungry and makes some noise next year.
Noah Franco.
Yep. Which, hey, by
I'm
the way,
excited.
that's
I'm
something
excited
we're going
about
to
it.
have to talk about soon about who gets the boot out of the outfield.
Yeah.
But anyways, final thoughts from you guys?
I think it's, you know, it's disappointing to be left out, but TCU inevitably was in control of a lot of stuff this season. Getting swept by OU and getting swept by Cincinnati was kind of the kicker.
Getting swept by OU is one thing. Getting swept by Cincinnati is
Well, but
another.
I don't know. I'm always a firm believer that good teams don't get swept. So, yeah, I obviously down about it, but hopefully this is motivation for next year's squad, which I think it definitely will be.
Nate?
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing, and I feel for, like, for all the seniors and those that may not be coming back, because the chance was there, and they had the squad to do so. They just couldn't put it all together at once. And I mean, even though it, in our eyes, it may have been enough, I mean, you had to be, I mean, if the voters are going to be biased, you have to have enough evidence where they can't leave you out. You can't be on the fence. And that's where TCU was. And if they would have just done a little bit more, don't give them the choice to leave you out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of
Leave
felt
no
the same
doubt.
way that ultimately TCU ended up putting themselves in this position, but they did, I think they did get screwed out of a regional, but at the end of the day, you take care of business. This doesn't happen. I got one question before we move on to our regional picks. Who had a more disappointing season, TCU or Texas Tech?
Texas Tech.
Keep in mind, TC was a top five team going into the first week of the season.
I want to say Texas Tech, but I think coming in at number five at the beginning of the season definitely hurts. Texas Tech was regarded as like I heard people talking about they're gonna run the Big 12, they're gonna run whatever regional they play, and it's gonna be a cakewalk to the College World Series.
TC was also
So,
the unanimous pick to win the Big 12 and then missed. Yeah, I
almost missed the tournament.
was talking about that
Don't
just
forget about that.
yeah, I was talking about that with some friends that went to Tech, and it's like they were like, did TCU or Tech have a worse season? I'm like, actually, that's a really good question. Because like
Yeah.
Tech was out of contention for 2 weeks to make the tournament. 3 weeks. TCU missed out the morning of. Like
Yeah,
TCU
I
was a
think.
top 15 team going into the season as well. TCU was top five. A lot of parallels. I
Yeah.
still am a firm believer that if you combine that Texas Tech and TCU team, you'd have an undefeated national champion. Because we have all the pitching, Tech has none. They have all the hitting, we had none. Anyways, all right, let's make some regional picks. We'll go across all 16 regionals, which
Cool.
will be starting tomorrow. First regional, number one overall seed, Tennessee. Tennessee, Northern Kentucky, Indiana, Southern Mississippi. Nate, we'll start with you. Who's your pick?
Tennessee.
Carson.
Tennessee.
See, I'm not going. No, I'm just kidding. It's Tennessee and not even close.
I was gonna say that's one of the easier ones.
Tennessee will match up against the 16 seed, East Carolina, who has East Carolina, Evansville, Virginia Commonwealth University, and Wake Forest. This is a good one to pick. Nate, you.
Wake Forest.
Okay, Carson.
I took Wake Forest as well, actually.
I also took Wake Forest. So I was
Yeah.
very confident in that pick, actually.
They're playing good ball right now.
I mean, if you're gonna tell me Chase Burns is on the team, I'm not picking against Chase Burns. And then we'll go on to the next one. Oklahoma, Oral Roberts, UConn, and Duke. Nate, we'll start with you on every single one, Nate. You go first. Oh, I think his internet's out again.
Oklahoma.
Oh,
I
there
got
it
them this
is.
one. Oh, there it is. All right.
Oh, you have Oklahoma winning. I think Carson and I both are going to have Duke. Is that right?
Yes,
Yeah,
Duke.
Duke. I will tell you, Oklahoma has by far, in my opinion, the hardest regional. Oral Roberts, UConn is a sneaky good three seed, and Duke. That's a really hard conference or regional. Moving on to the next one, Florida State, Stetson, UCF, and Alabama. Nate, who you got?
Florida State riding with it.
Carson.
Alabama, and I don't know why. Couldn't give you a reason.
I went UCF.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why either, but I didn't want to pick Florida State, so I went UCF.
Okay.
So that's one we're all split on. Next one, Arkansas, Southeast Missouri State, Kansas State, and La Tech. Nate.
Arkansas, and it's closer than I make it sound.
Okay. Carson.
I think it's Arkansas. I think Hagan Smith and his availability will definitely be something to watch. But I still think that they can get out of their regional.
You know what, Carson? I don't care about no Hagan Smith. I don't care about that. Give me Louisiana Tech and give me Louisiana Tech sweeping that regional, not losing a
Really?
game. Yeah, they're
Okay.
really good, man. I'm telling you.
They are good. I know that.
Next one, Virginia, Penn, St. John's, and Mississippi State. Nate? Is he here?
Mississippi State.
Okay.
Ditto.
Yeah, I also picked Mississippi State.
You said okay, like you were gonna push back on it.
next one's also a really good regional that I really liked. Arizona, Grand Canyon, West Virginia, DBU.
I'm going West Virginia.
Okay.
I forgot. I also went West Virginia.
So I wanted West Virginia, but I have DBU going to Omaha, so I had to pick DBU.
It's just not
But
happening.
dude, I really like West Virginia winning that regional too, but I am going with DBU. Next one, North Carolina, Long Island University, Wofford, and LSU.
I'm going LSU with that one.
I wanted to pick Wolford so bad. Let me actually see what I chose.
I picked LSU.
I chose LSU as well.
That's LSU versus North
They
Carolina. That will be such a good game, though.
just looked like a different team in their tournament.
Yeah,
Like, it
which,
was actually insane.
yeah, it's like they went back to the team that we thought we were going to see all season.
Right.
All right, now to the right side of the bracket, Kentucky, Western Michigan, Illinois, Indiana State.
Indiana State. I like them.
Ooh, okay.
Shoot. What were the teams again?
Kentucky, Western Michigan, Illinois, Indiana State.
Kentucky.
Yeah, considering I have Kentucky as my national champion, so I'm going with Kentucky. Next one, Oregon State, Tulane, Nichols, UC Irvine.
Oregon State.
Same here.
Nichols.
Nichols.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Don't qu Hey, don't question it when I'm right. You can question it when I'm wrong, though, because I will be. But
Okay.
I like Nichols. Next one, NC State, Bryant, James Madison, South Carolina.
NC State, and that's a close one.
NC State, and it's not even close.
I went NC
No.
State just so I don't get
They sweep their regional. Sweep it.
I went NC State just so I don't get a Twitter for notification because I picked wrong on that from Carson. Next one, Georgia Army, Georgia Tech, and UNC Wilmington.
See, this one was close for me, but I went with Georgia.
So I sent Georgia to Barry, our editor, and I kind of want to flip it to Georgia Tech.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna flip it to Georgia Tech.
You guys clearly hate America. I went Army. Nah, I'm just kidding. I went UNC Wilmington. Army actually might give Georgia some fits though. So like, I kind of am excited to see that game. Army's a
Yeah.
sneaky good team. Next one, Clemson, High Point, Coastal Carolina, and Vanderbilt.
I like Coastal Carolina in that one.
Vandy.
Coastal Carolina, give me the chance. Give me the chance. Next one, we move to Stillwater, Oklahoma State, Niagara, Florida, and Nebraska.
Oklahoma State's cleaning that regional.
Okay, this one was tough for me
Yeah, it is.
because,
It's I still don't know who I want.
I'll tell you why it was tough because Florida's playing decent ball. Oklahoma State is hitting the crap out of the ball. But on social media, you want to know the team that I saw the most highlights out of?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Yeah. What's up with that? So I kind of
Nebraska's
like.
really good. Now this one
Sport,
was tough for me, but
like,
not because of Oklahoma State and Florida, but because of Oklahoma State and Nebraska. So I understand what you're saying.
no decision for me on this one.
Oh, that's a cop out. That's such a cop
If
out.
I have to choose one right now, I'm choosing Oklahoma State. But I could see Florida and Nebraska both winning.
I also went Oklahoma State, but yeah, that's tough with Nebraska. That's a really, really tough regional for Oklahoma State as well too.
Oh
You
yeah.
got Florida and Nebraska. All right, next one,
The next two regionals are the two regionals that TCU would have been in had they made the tournament. UC Santa Barbara, Fresno State, Oregon, and San Diego.
I like Santa Barbara here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, list them again. I'm trying to keep up with the...
UC Santa Barbara, Fresno State, Oregon, and San Diego.
Oh, Fresno State, and I don't know why.
I picked Oregon, and I think that's a clean sweep from Oregon on the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and then the last regional, A&M, Grambling, Texas, and Louisiana. If you pick Grambling, I am ending the podcast.
A&M.
Yeah, I think it's Texas A&M, unfortunately. Shout out to Grambling for that selection video, though, of them on the bus.
Yeah, auto bids are crazy.
That was fire.
I'm also going A&M, which really hurts me because you guys know I love my Raging Cajuns, my alma mater. But yeah, no, A&M's a wagon.
Yeah,
A&M is such a wagon.
Sorry, finish your thought.
I was just gonna say, just give me a Chase Burns versus A&M game one in the college finals.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I think if Texas A&M doesn't make the College World Series, I think it's the biggest bust in college sports history. Like, there's no reason that they should not go.
Yeah, I hope they don't, though.
I hope they don't, because it'd be funny.
Yeah. God, I'd laugh so hard. Oh, I hate A&M so much. I do think it's interesting that none of us kind of really guess that maybe Texas might get it done. Historically, they do well in regional play.
I don't know. There's a lot of inconsistencies with Texas for me, which I get it. It's postseason, but I think Texas A&M is just a little bit better at everything.
Like compared to Texas?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this year in baseball. I'm not talking about
I know. I'm saying Texas' bullpen is really good. And A&M's is like Texas' bullpen is really deep, and A&M's is like a two-headed monster. That's like the only thing that it's like maybe I'd give the edge to Texas, but like if they're that close, yeah, A&M's pretty much better already. All right. Well, I don't know when we'll be back to do our season recap. But it'll be sometime, I'm going to assume after the national championship, so we can kind of talk about that a little bit. There might be a little player interview sprinkled in before that might pop up. But other than that, we'll see you guys for our season recap. And if you guys have anything else you want to add before we close it out, go ahead and go for it. No, good.
I think I'm good.
I'm good too.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll do it. And we'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening.